Hello and welcome. I am Dr. Adina Hope, Dr. O, and this is the Dr. O Show. I'm so thankful and grateful that you are here with me on today's podcast. This is your 10th episode of the Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks podcast series. Yes, in the last episode, we talked about setting up that schedule. Have you committed to it? Do you plan on sticking with it? I hope so. In this episode, we're going to talk about a little bit about facing your home business fears and how to get past that and move forward. Today's podcast is brought to you by the proceeds from my coaching program, The Perfect Personal Pitch. Check it out on my website, DrAdinaHope.com. It just might help you tell or pitch your story perfectly. Fact. Not all people are natural born sellers. I know I was not and am not. Not feeling comfortable about selling things is a big fear that I had and many business owners face on a daily basis, or especially new business owners who have never jumped into that process of selling. However, when it comes to running a successful home business, chances are there will be some type of selling involved. You'll sell a service, an idea, or a product. This fear of selling can literally cripple a business before it jumps off the ground, especially in network marketing. And one of my ventures, if you don't understand the difference between building a connection and selling, you'll be caught in the middle and your business will be dragged down. So, first thing to remember is you have a natural sales ability. Everyone does. When it's all said and done, everyone is a natural born seller. The fears associated with selling often come in different forms. We worry about being perceived as not enough, non-valuable, pushy, not being liked, that people won't like what I have to offer, or they're going to reject it before I can get to them to understand what I'm offering, or they're just shut down to me. You start making it personal. Knowing the source of your fear is an important part of getting over it, or understanding where it came from and rooting it out. We got to take action. Next, it's important to take action to address the problem or the issue at hand. When you're taking action, it gets you one step closer to overcoming that fear. In some cases, this might be as little as improving your product or your service, or finding ways to share your message that feels more comfortable and connects to your core being of truths, and avoid direct selling altogether. Learn how to handle that rejection, honey. It's also great a way to overcome your fear. When you face with rejection, it's important not to take it to heart and take it to your identity. People say don't take it personally. They mean don't attach it to who you are. It means no, I'm not interested, no, not now, or no, you're not giving me the information clear enough for me to make an informed decision. If you know those three things are taking place, one of those three things, then you will not attach whatever that rejection is to your personal identity. Simply remind yourself that even though you offer a high quality product or service, it will not be right for everyone on this planet. There's 7 billion of us. And honey, I'm so glad all 7 billion are not thinking the same. And you should too. So understand that you're not offering your product to everyone. You have a customer base. And instead of worrying about the people who won't purchase, how about respecting and loving on those who are purchasing? Focus that attention on finding the right customers that will be enthusiastic about what you have to offer, whether it's a tangible product or an idea or just your amazing service. very often people tend to put their heads in the sand and tackle every project, all the larger ones, in the beginning, and find that they're overwhelmed, knocked out, burn out. So people tend to tackle the larger ones, and when you want to overcome some of your fear, you should start smaller. What do I say? Break it down in personal, practical steps. That process makes fear disappear, because you know what you're doing, when you're doing, how to do, and what to do. At first, share your new business with a few of those you know, love, and trust, and then gradually work your way out of your circle to expand your sharing into a much larger body of people. The most successful business people are those who interact with others on an authentic ground. They're passionate about the way you feel when you're in their presence. You want to act like you know what you're talking about and you are sold on your own product. Because if you're not authentic, people can see through it. And sometimes if you're just starting out in business and you're like in network marketing or affiliate marketing, if you don't know what that means, have a look it up. Google it, baby, because it can help you get to your next level. But when you're starting out in network marketing, sometimes that's a pre-built product that you're working with. Even in affiliate marketing, it's a pre-built product that you are sold into and you bought into it, and you know that it has awesome potential to take you to the next level of crafting the life that you desire to live. Okay? And so, no, you might not have all that information. That's why it's such a imperative that you connect with a network of people. I ask you, who are your chess men? Well, when you're starting your business, these are the people that are in front of you, in your upline, that's supposed to protect you, supposed to guide you, direct you, and even motivate you. And so, having that and not knowing all the information, you should be able to refer them to them and not have them steal your potential customers. You should have built up a trust that helps you become a successful business person, because your success in network marketing, their success is based on how they duplicate themselves through you. So it is important to stay focused on your desired outcome. Most successful people will tell you that they reach their goals because they stay focused on its benefits, and that it's worrying about the negative. They don't. They just don't. If you focus on the good, what's coming? Good. Benefits, you get to reap the rewards of the benefits. So why concentrate on the negatives unless you want to reap the rewards of the negative? So remind yourself of what you're working for on a regular basis keeps you motivated. I say make a strong why and keep that why in front of you, just like a carrot for a rabbit or a bone for a dog. Keep your why in front of you. If you go to the track, they put like for something that's going to entice that dog to run around that track when they're doing their betting. So it's just like you, when you're betting on yourself and you want to have the ability to craft the life that you love, you need to put that why in front of you and take off every day like you're trying to make it around a track. Remind yourself daily or at least weekly on why you're here. Another technique of overcoming fear is to tap into your passion, your purpose, your enthusiasm for what you are offering. Know the ins and out of it and say, why is this good? I look over here, they're selling that same product. I sell retail energy, and I look to the left, someone else is selling retail energy. Would you choose me? Well, you choose me because I keep up with you. I make sure when the rates change and it's time for renewal, you're getting the best, lowest price, or if a new product comes out, you're informed about it, and I'm going to make sure that if it's better than what you have, we can merge you into that as well. You'll be taken care of. That's the difference of how someone chooses you versus the guy standing over there with a set rate and not really interested, but just getting numbers. So start by making a list of all the benefits your customers will enjoy from your product or your service. And then once you've done that and you've gotten a customer base, ask for some testimonials, because testimonials is worth a thousand advertisements that went out into the land of nowhere. Ask for the testimonials from your past or even your current customers, and ask them to create a two-piece list, a piece of what they liked best and what benefit they got out of it and why, you know, they chose you. But and post it in a place where people can see it, basically you, every day. So if someone came to you and said, you know what, Doc, I really loved your personal perfect pitch class, because I was telling a story and I was wondering why no one was buying into me. I was telling the wrong story at the wrong time. Now I know what story to tell. I know how long to talk. Sometimes you got to just say that 2-minute version of my story versus the 45-minute version of my story, or in front of the crowd, a 2-hour version of my story. I am so glad that you have sorted it out just that simple for me. So same with your customers. They're going to give you what is good about why and they signed up with you. And this you share with the public. This simple list will remind you, of course, about your success, but it'll also shut down the doubt chatter that's in our heads. So I say, close your eyes and say, I'm done with the chatter. The facts say this is an amazing product. The facts say I offer something of value. The facts say it's a greatness and a great opportunity to work with me. That's what the facts say. So I cancel out the chatter in my head. So most important of all, don't let your fears stop you from moving forward. If you're afraid, just get up and say, you know what? What if it works? Because most of the time we say, what if they don't do this? What if they don't do that? What if they don't like me? What if they don't like the way I talk? What if? Well, start saying, what if it works? What if I'm amazing to people? What if I have value that they wish they had 10 years ago? What if? Start reversing that. And the fear would subside. Face your fears head on and there will be no talking to you or chattering that is going to keep you from achieving that six-figure income that we're looking for. How about that? That you deserve. How about that? Understand what you're giving up or sacrificing when you stop, pause for the chatter that is not to your benefit. You're giving up things that you deserve. So make sure you look for the next episode coming soon. We're going to go over some minor simple tips for running a successful home business. Until then, I am Dr. Adina Hope, your Dr. O. This is the Dr. O Show, and I will leave you with my favorite scripture, Mark 9:23. If you believe, darling, this is what I would like for you to believe. Believe all things are possible for the one who believes. That's not what the scripture says, but that's my version of it. The scripture says, if you would believe, believe all things are possible for those who believe. Now, I broke it down for you. Hope you got a little bit inside and a clear vision of what I'm trying to say to you is believe you can do these things and get past your fear. And because all things are possible for those like you and me who believe. We want to thank those who signed up and committed to the Personal Perfect Pitch. And with those enrollees, we have value and we have a sustained income for this particular podcast. So I'm thankful. And if you find value here, please share. Share with your friends, family, those who you know, love, and trust, and those who you think might benefit from this particular podcast or those other ones, even if it's not my podcast. Mind Your Life and Associates, we work together to give you the tools to mind your life. I am Dr. O, and I will see you on the next podcast.